button your shoes first. And Grant will be in from school and I'll give you this. Oliver!
My darling.
Grant will be in from school in a few minutes. You will?
More over again.
You want to go outside with Oliver just now?
More over now.
Good girl. Want me to put on your coat? And hat? Clever girl.
Mom!
Oliver's laid down and I don't think so because you choked Oliver one day before. And Daddy said no. You mustn't put on Oliver's lead. You only put on his lead if he goes for a walk. Now, sweetie. Would you like a drinky? Would you like some
cola?
Some coca?
No!
Why?
Yeah.
Look. And we'll get one ready for Bob. Did you get your tooth tablet today? Tooth tablet?
My tablet.
There's your piggy. Do you want another super tit?
My.
This one?
No, Mom!
Grant's one ready because Mummy forgot to give him one before he went to school. Which colour would you like? Pink one? Pink one? Grant said they have a nice flavour, the pink ones. Pink one for Gar. He'll be home in a few minutes. No, that's Grant's, darling. You can only have one. They're dangerous. Good for your teeth, but your teeth are nice and strong. And if you super Ted tablet today,
you have
vitamin pills, Caco. Okay.
Here you go. Snowman, go. Hey.
Snowman, yes. Here's a lovely snowman. Point to snowman's nose for Mummy. Where's his nose?
Nose.
He's got a carrot for a nose. And big leaves like, I don't know what they are.
Go.
Big leaves for eyebrows. And he's on a lovely green and orange scarf, a stripy scarf. You need to care, what's your lovely dress? Okay? I'm going to put Grant's tablet up here. Oliver, would you like some milk? Drink some milk, ladies? And some milk?
It's too early for you to eat. Good boy.
Clever boy. Drink your milk. Working late. You'll be in about 9 o'clock. So we'll have our tea about maybe 5:30. And just you and Mummy and Grant.
Right.
Yes?
Yes.
Grant likes a Friday drop school. Ollie, I'm trying to smell darling. Mummy, get you a coat. Clever girl. Mummy's best to open the door for Grant. Snow baby, darling. She looks like a snow baby. Grant, it's not tonight. It's May the 8th. The 8th of May. You're singing for the boys' brigade.
No, no, no.
I had to phone Mrs. Reverend's wife, and she said, I couldn't tell you what she said, phone Mrs. So I phoned Mrs. I eventually got through to her, then I'd phone the prison to tell Daddy because he was going to come in and come in early and then go back to work, Grant.
Mummy!
So I said there was some display, Grant. There would be a display. Leave Mummy just now, Annabelle. Mummy will fall out. It's too cold. Please, I'll leave us now.
Mummy!
Your hands are absolutely blue, Grant.
Come on.
Oh, give Mummy a minute. So, did you have a nice day at school?
You've already said that!
You did, so you're pleased with the weekend. So, Mummy,
I
had a lovely time, and she said, well, tell Grant, she said, he can have a reprieve. She said, it's May the 8th, and she said, she probably heard me say it was Friday, and naturally said it was this Friday. So I had to phone the receptionist at Daddy's work, so she was going to pass on the message to Daddy, just to tell him just to work late, as usual, Grant, rather than come in at tea time, and then go back to work again. So, can Mummy take your coat down? Go get on it.
Yes!
Saturday morning? Or fairly busy?
No, it's just normal for a second.
Yes.
Mum, can I wait, can I?
Put the car in.
Yes, you can. Just wait a minute for Mummy.
Just now he's busy, so.
Listen to Daddy.
So I've got to go back there. They're going to phone me up and tell me when it's ready. So.
Of course.
Something else.
So you put it in at what? 1:15? 10:01?
Yeah,
we'll go. So last week, when did you put it in? Monday?
No, it was supposed to go in Monday, wasn't it? And then didn't have the bar.
Cowboys and
then the phone Glasgow. Tuesday.
Did they get back on Tuesday?
Of course, that's right. Tuesday night.
It's Tuesday. It's just same as it was before. So, then I get a better job at this.
Mum! So, did they think it might need a new clutch, or was it trying to build it on there when you went to the hotel last night?
No, it's not a clutch.
Mum! No,
Bill said
it was a sword.
Bill says it's selling that coil.
Mum!
So, yeah, the coil's still faulty on that.
I thought the coil drove that thing and that's made it juggery recently.
I'm not sure.
Because it's made it juggery now.
Mum!
Yes, darling.
Juggery, as you know, but...
You can play cowboys and Indians. Of course you can.
It's not the...
Can I play cowboys and Indians? Cowboys and Indians.
Yes, you can.
I've got my belt, I've got my... I've got my cowboy shirt, I've got my horse, I've got the one to catch, I've got the rope.
Your American pie.
I've got, in one pocket I've got rope to catch people and to climb and in the other pocket I've got horses. And another pocket, I've got the rope to tie up my horse.
Oh,
well, there's a blackbird there. I'm going to shoot it. Bam, 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 bam.
When that daddy, there used to be a song in television, Grandma.
Cowboys and Indians,
Right, I'm going to be the sheriff. You're under arrest. You're under arrest for having shot that man. So you're my prisoner now and they put you in jail. So hands up.
Oh,
thing, no dying horses there.
Little baby.
It says
the traffic warden will come along and book you for parking
your
horses.
There's no traffic wardens!
There is, there's horse traffic wardens.
The last time Grant went up to Mum's, little Ian Thompson taught him how to use a hoe.
That's not the one.
It was quite good actually, he did it from the stairs on the banister.
Yes, it was.
Very good.
Bobby, did you see Milo last night? When you and
Milo
were at the hotel?
Look!
Well.
And how is she?
She's alright, yes.
Hello.
No complaining about their telephone bill, it was 30 something pounds. He's paying more than us for the apparatus because I think they bought one phone but the other one.
We own our phones.
Yeah, but they've owned one.
Mm-hmm. Look, Dad.
They must rent another one, so that's what he's complaining about the charges. He says you can buy a phone for about a few pounds and save all these charges.
Dad, can you come upstairs?
I think he's thinking of buying another phone.
And that's sure you do
it's
it.
It's so ridiculous, Bob.
Can we do
not just now, I'll come.
Grant,
I can't just help.
Please.
It's
still ridiculous because.
Yeah, but just
no.
A wee minute.
No, I've got a couple later.
I want to show you.
No, Grant, just give me 5 minutes, okay?
I'm waiting, cowboys and Indians.
Oh, you're supposed to be in prison.
Grant, the people could come back in a few minutes.
You have to go through there.
To tell Daddy that repaired the car. Daddy said to leave it at the garage.
I've got to repair Daddy's car
because it could be dangerous, Grant.
There's no horse traffic warning.
I mentioned it to Mrs. Sword, Bobby. Was it last week when we went to Glasgow? Yes, last week. And I sort of just come out of the drive, went across the road, and there was just a bus behind us. And I said the car almost came to halt. I said, no, we've got to Glasgow. So people in the van blasting their horns, they were absolutely mortified.
Mortified?
It almost came to halt again, and it could have been dangerous as well. You children in the back, two children in the back.
Yes, it's not very.
What was that?
Well, if you don't get it fixed today. If you don't get it fixed today, I hope it's reasonable.
I also said every morning you went to work, you were terrified, Bobby. You'd sit at the gate for ages and in the hope that the road would be cleared as well.
Yeah, because you're never sure it's good.
You're never sure if the car would stop, Grant, and then there was maybe somebody behind Daddy coming up Alexander Street very, very fast and then jumped into Daddy's back. They could have.
Bumped into
the back of the car.
And your computer.
What happened? No. I've been playing with my computer. That's the only thing, it's got five minutes to load up. Watching my cartoons.
And you've got to wait.
TV.
He can handle that computer scrabble beautifully, Bobby. And he played last night and he scored 1,339
grand. Yeah! Hello,
Annabelle. I was not! You got the computer to play for you.
Yes, he did, because Annabelle and me and him were originally on the...
That's cheating.
The Scrabble board.
It's not cheating. It says, do you want the computer to have a name? Should have done, Mum.
Yes, it did, of course. Yes.
That's a cheating.
It's not.
He's delighted.
You've called the computer Mummy. Ha-ha, you're cheating.
Yes.
That's because she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Played me one day and it played Annabelle one day.
No, she's too young.
Mummy was in the kitchen here and the computer played me.
Then you meet your own time.
It's wonderful, but I do like the educational games, preferably to the fun games.
And then you meet it Tanner, and it was so slow.
Slow when?
It flew when you don't have the computer just doing it on its own. It's really slow.
It's a bargain, but still, he's looking for a dining suite. Oh. Italian style dining room suite, beautifully carved, ornate design with four chairs and two carvers. Railing upholstered, cost £2,995, offers around 600 accepted.
Isn't that excellent?
£3,500, 600.
Is there a production?
This is an Italian style dining room suite.
It'll be pretty. I like my lovely old-fashioned mahogany table and chairs. And the leather seats.
£3,000 is quite a lot of money.
It would be a lot for young people, Grant.
This is Nelson's
but
modern grey.
But they've got it for that much. Pardon?
Nelson's modern grey leather three-piece suite, 7 months old, cost 1,800.
Mm-hmm.
That's my horse
except
title.
895. Parker, no. Parasite chair, good condition, 75.
Mum bought her leather suite. I think it was at Maitland's, a lovely shop where we in Fraserburgh.
Yes. What? Come in.
And Mum was a lot of money for her suite. I still prefer my green Chesterfield, Bobby.
Yeah.
And it gets so much rough treatment, but they mellow. I think it's a wonderful buy. You thought it was a lot of money at the time when we bought it.
Dad, if I still had my wee tractor, Annabelle could go outside and play in it. I still had
Come on, baby!
I still
but
got
we had dappers, Mom. They'll be wet. That's her slippers. My little dappers. Close the door, darling.
Mom!
You try and stop her.
Have you brought that into Mummy, the twigs?
Mom.
Yes, darling.
I've still got the red trailer from my tractor, and I fixed on teens once. I fixed on teens.
The red trailer?
But Grandad Jack put my red tractor away in the dump and it got smashed up by a digger.
Why did Grandad put it in the dump or the
I
bucket?
I got too big for it. I don't know.
You have a little red tractor, could you sit in it? Oh, the red one in the trailer!
Yeah.
You should have been newborn.
Yeah, but. Last week, he said he booked up. I got 2 weeks
in October, the same time as we did a Saturday. He hasn't actually booked a flight yet, but he's got the villa. It's a lady a few doors along, but I wish he's got a villa in. It's near Orlando.
What? Is it her villa? He cleans her
windows. My horse!
Yes, he cleans her windows as well. Her name's Anne. Because he mentioned Anne, and I suppose that the lady
my
lives
horse
in America.
My horse ran away, so I got a
Remember, no, last year when they went to America, him and his young wife, Shirley.
So was her fellow young last year?
Slightly younger than me. No, but he'd mentioned to her, and he said if he wanted to book again, that she could let him her fill up. So it's free for October, the complete month of October, and he has to book the flight.
No,
yeah, because it's really
no.
So expensive.
Did he tell you how much he charges?
Yes, the last time you saw Raymond, remember he said it was much further. I think there's going to be six this time. There's Raymond and his wife, and his wife Shelley's, I think, brother and his wife and little baby, and then there'll be somebody else. So there'll be six people. So they've got to book a flight, but they might book it near the other time, and hopefully they'll get a cheaper flight. He's tried direct flights and so on, but he thought £400, £450 was a bit much, although we'll get the villa so cheaply.
Yeah.
So he goes in the tour, and I said, you were counting the days, thought you went, and same time as us, September the 30th, first 2 weeks in October, Bobby. First 2 weeks in October. But that's what he wants just now. But if he can get the flight then, it could end up being the second and third, or the third and fourth week. But Alan says it's free the whole month. Well, he can, because he's self-employed. He's a lovely young chap, Bobby. He's a nice young man. I like him. Very sweet chappy. If you can say a man's sweet. You can have this, darling.
Then somebody put your wife in it. Dad, but the postman could have picked them up.
No, it's not there. say who belonged to them.
She did up some of the bedrooms and them decorated. Her brother decorated them, and also she did the tables. Remember, she stripped back some tables and varnished them, and she made a lovely job. The one in her.
She's an amazing balance, Myra.
Her conservatory, the one in her.
She's about the late 70s, isn't she?
No, she would be 67.
Is she?
Oh, well, she might be 68 this year, but she's.
Bill,
she's slightly younger than Dad. My dad's 69. Bill's 75.
75?
We went to his 71st birthday. Silly Daddy. And that was October or November, I think. If I remember rightly.
And what did you put after that?
There's no blind date, is there?
No, it's finished,
I think,
until October.
That's the blind date, isn't it?
I thought
solicitor for swindling.
So that's the last program.
It's the best of the clips.
Oh, I must have
Yeah, what do you put after that?
Woody,
after
I enjoy Blind Date.
Best of Blind Date. Cilla Black splits out the fun as she looks back at some of the funniest moments and success stories from her matchmaking series.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I think she's actually.
See, there's my license.
That's your license? Right. It's expired. Is that a date?
Oh, who did you write, Grant? 91.
No, he's got a date on.
Oh.
Can I get the pen?
Daddy's naughty.
It's up in tone.
I'm sure he's bad to his prisoners, Grant.
But when does it expire?
No, I think that I can look.
The.
Yeah.
200.
2000. The year 2000.
The year 2000. The running, jumping, and standing still for. Peter Sellers and Spike Milligan are seen by.
Best sellers, Bobby, yes. Best sellers, I think it starts for tonight.
Well, best sellers at 9 o'clock.
Get my license!
At 10:15, this film started then.
There's my. That's where.
Right, that's
I like him as a pink panther.
There's no name on it, that could be Emily's license.
No, could you lean on the book, please?
Who are
you writing on the table?
Mom, I just spell Ashley.
Ashley. Don't you spell your name?
I've got.
Often enough, maybe you do middle name.
S H.
L E Y. Grant Ashley Farquharson.
E Y. And Farquharson.
F A R. Q U H. A R.
E R son.
S O N.
Oh,
thank
you.
Farquharson.
Right, let's have a look then. Expires in the year 2000. That actually, it doesn't say when it starts though. Maybe it doesn't start till next year, I don't know.
No!
Help him, Bobby. He's just a little.
Is it,
Daddy's naughty.
It's.
Bobby. If they repair the car, maybe in the next hour or so.
The way we're talking, I think it's going to be 5 o'clock.
Do you think so?
Know.
I thought we're going to get a little dry.
Oh, okay.
It's a bleak, dismal day, but I thought, well,
That's when it starts.
Too late to go to Glasgow.
But it doesn't say you paid your money.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lovely time in the train the other day, didn't we, darling, on Thursday?
It's
she loves the train, Bob. She absolutely loves the train.
You love the train. Good, good. You love the train. What's the train say? Train says.
Doot doot.
Doot doot. What's the train say?
100.
Remember one day Mummy forgot to put on your brake in the pushchair, Bob, and she went whizzing across the train, Bobby.
Shit.
So I bought her some fruit parcels again. Just while we're waiting for the train. But funny enough, the last few times
That's
we've been at the station, Bobby,
eat.
The train's gone past and it's gone up to Clarkston, which is 5 minutes up the road, and then you've got to wait till it comes back again.
So
passes through
Edgley,
and then it goes up to Clarkston. That's on the road up to Sheena's farm. And then it comes back. So, it's usually 25 to 11, the train
That's
I get. It's just plenty time, really. The time I get to Glasgow, 20
right.
minutes or so. Get some shopping done, then have afternoon tea, baby and me, and then come back for Grant. But the other day I was late, I got back at 4:15, so...
Okay, that qualifies you then.
Grant had his key.
Can I get my weapons back?
So he was delighted to be...
Right, okay.
Independent.
Because I need them to find all the baddies.
My get it all. Go there. There. No,
he seems to be terribly restless.
Right
Do you want
you
to
go
draw,
your
darling?
Your
Do you want to draw?
Can you go your horsey?
Do you want some cow paw? Mummy, give you some cow paw?
Do you want your football?
I put on a little panties and
you asked me
so upset. this week in the train?
No,
Next
I've
week in the train?
Got the license for the gun.
How much is the license for the gun? It's £100.
Yeah, but what's the license? Yeah, what's the license for the gun?
What's the license for the gun?
That's her carpool finished.
Her carpool finished?
We'll miss church tomorrow because you've got to work. Oh, but you'll take the prisoners to church.
You can go, Mrs. Sir.
Pardon?
You can go, Mrs. Sir.
Grant.
You can go to it. No, you won't.
We'll go next. I try to get every 3 weeks to church.
Look at your bulbs, young man.
Mummy, I'll water them just before bedtime.
Flying through the years. La da 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 da. La 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 la. La da 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 da.
Bobby, Grant, was a sponge in your bedroom, Daddy?
No, it's in the plaything.
Was it in the plaiting?
On the blackboard.
Look, I'll put it in the cupboard, Bobby. Grant,
yeah.
Sponge.
Mm-hmm.
You remember one time when Mrs. Murray, when we lived in Newborough, Bobby? And Mrs. Murray and Mr. Murray came in one night for drinks and tea and coffee. And she said Isabel Aiken gave Cindy, and remember Cindy, that chocolate coloured lab, Grant? And she gave Cindy a sponge. Isabel, she was putting on the weight, considerable amount of weight. And Mrs. Murray wondered why she was getting so fat. And she was only six then. And Isabel Aiken gave her sponges. But it's before she said she was getting fat, she said she saw her one day and she had a huge sponge in her mouth. And I said, an edible.